Shalmi Brachos, Daf Ayin Tes, continuing with the Gemara in the middle of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. So I want to mention today is Tesh Shvat. It's the Yahrzeit of Avi Mori, my father, Arav Avram Yaakov ben Moshe Halevi, Zechor and Tzadok Levracha, and the Shir is Zechor Nishmaso, it's Bezoka to Elitika Gan Eden. The Gemara yesterday discussed where the Machlokas Beis Sham Beis Hillel and the Gemara add questions how two scenarios would not fit in according to Beis Shammai's reasoning, according to Beis Shammai's Seder of the Brachos, and then the Gemara was Miyashir how that works. Now the Gemara turns its attention to Beis Hillel, how in Beis Hillel's Shita, how it's going to reconcile in this cases where we're going to come to a conflict, how to which Brachos to be called on. Says the Gemara, Kasha Adri Beis Hillel. Gemara says it's a kasha according to Shita Beis Hillel. The Matzei Shabbos Heich Avida. What about in a Matzei Shabbos? How do you, according to Beis Hillel, how should one conduct himself nogeya to the Seder HaBrachos? Now, what does that mean? We know that we have a situation as follows. What about a case to be a Yoshev Ba'ucha B'Shabbos? A person sitting eating Shabbos, eating a Suda. The Choshka Matzei Shabbos, it's the Salah Shudas, it slept into the evening. It's now, it got dark, and now Matzei Shabbos came. And Shemal also coats, only has one cup. So what do you do? You can't just, if you had more than one cup, so you can go ahead and bench now, and use the coats for Bechas Amazon, and then you could go ahead and then make another coats for Abdullah, but he only has one coats. Now, Adam Aminik Lach Amazon, you're going to say that you should leave it till after Amazon, use it till after benching, so you can have the cup and use it for both. With Shalshon Kulun Olav, you could go ahead and put all the Brachos, which means you could go ahead and Birchas Amazon, and then Havdalah with Ner and Besamim, all of that would go on that coast, and it would be perfect, because it would be able to cover all the bases, and the Bracha, according to, it would be perfectly good to be able to have all the Brachos going on that coast. The Gemara says, so what's that? How do you do that? Gemara says, Manusha, but we have a problem. How do you do that? Because which one should you do first? What's the Seder? Yivarech al-Yayin. You first make the Brach al-Yayin, Avarech b'Agafen. You can't, because I'm Muslim code. We already said, yesterday, Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel holds that the Muslim comes before the Yayin. So in Meila, you can't do Yayin first, according to Beis Hillel. So let him make a bracha on the mazon, let him make a bracha on the suda. Then the question is, I ner kodem. I can't do that because the ner comes before that. Why? Because we know that the yavis ner always comes first, is the bracha betchila. It comes first. And if it comes first, you can't go ahead, ner becomes before all the other bracha, before psamim, etc. So the meila, you can't, what about the bracha ner? Oh, maybe bracha ner, so maybe an economy. Let him go and make the bracha on the ner, then make the bracha on the psamim, then make the bracha bechas amazon, and then go ahead and make Abdullah. Yeah, barakah, gafan, and Abdullah. And that would be fine. This way, maybe do it that way. And then the Beis Hillel would fit in. But the Gemara said, no, Abdullah kodemes. But you have a problem, because we said, according to Beis Hillel, we had a machlekes, have you seen Rav Mono, as to what the Seder of Beis Hillel would be? And the Gemara said, according to Rav Yossi, everyone agrees, Kliyam a little pligi, that the Yayin comes before Abdullah, and Ramana was the one who said that Kliyam a little pligi, that the Yayin comes first Abdullah and then Yayin. So Meila, if that's so, Kodemes, Abdullah Kodemes, then Abdullah's Kodemes, and therefore you would not be able to have, according to Beis Hillel, you won't be able to have this structure, because then it would come out that Abdullah comes before the Geffen, but we said before that it doesn't work that way. The Beis Hillel holds that first the Geffen, and then Bechas Amazon. So so based upon what we've said so far in Beis Hillel and in Ramana's interpretation of Beis Hillel, it would come out. We don't know how to Beis Hillel. What would be the proper anhaga to do in such a case when you suit this mamshik into Matzei Shabbos with one nair, with one kos, and you won't be able to, any way you turn, you'll be violating one of the halachas of Beis Hillel. So what's the Seder according to Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, Shminim Nahada. Here we have a brisa. With that, we'll be able to miyashiv what Hillel would do. Amar Yudah Lekha Beis Shammai Hillel. Beis Shammai did not argue the halacha in the case would be Gemara says, "Al bechas hamazon shetchil." Everyone agrees bechas hamazon. In a case like that, with bechas hamazon, and you have only one kos of wine, and Abdullah bechas hamazon comes first. Lo dasha l'sof. Everyone agrees Abdullah comes at the end. That's not a machlokas beis shammai silo. So, what does beis shammai beis silo argue about according to Rav Yehuda? Al ne'er l'psamim, just the order of ne'er b'samim. Rav Shammai yoyim b'sam al kach ne'er b'samim, and then ne'er. And beis silo says ma'or v'akach b'samim. First is ne'er, and then is b'samim. First is the ner, and then it's besamim, and that would be the machlokas beis hillel b'sham, only the gabe that halacha, and the gemara says that Rabbi Abba, if Yehuda says halacha kamisha, hey man besamim akach ner, which is what we do today. The halacha is besamim and then ner. That is the way we paskin halacha lemaisa today. That is how we do it. So b'meila, it would come out that this would be the halacha of how to be noyeg. But however, if you're knowing that, what do we do? I still don't understand what to do in a case where you have to ner on birchas hamazon. What about birchas hamazon? So the Gemara says, l'chayra ketiyat zel rebe tzelo. What should you do then? According to what we just finished saying. Then, yivarech al hamazon tchila. First, make a bracha al hamazon. First bench. Then, yivarech al yayin. Then, barak b'yagofen. Yakal chaner. Then, ner. As we said, followed by besamim. And then besamim. Then, abdallah, the mountain. This way, we'll be able to go ahead and fit in according to Beis Hillel, this understanding based upon what Beis Hillel would hold, that Marakah Pesamim, that's all Machlokas. They all agree that Abdullah goes at the end, then this Seder would fit in very well according to Beis Hillel. We would understand what Seder to use in such a scenario. So the Gemara says, once we resolve this, and this is the way we would know it, according to Beis Hillel, what about another scenario, the Gemara says? What about a case of Matim Tashal Yas Matzei Shabbos? We have Yom Tov comes Matzei Shabbos, so we know that you have to make Kiddush, and you have to make Havdalah, because Shabbos ends, you're going into Yom Tov, and you have to make a Nibrach HaNer, and you have a Barak Piyagofen. So which case here, what do we do? So the Gemara says, Yerkan and Amayak Na. Yochanan says the Seder is Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. And that's the Seder. Chana Barabba Hashem Rav says Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Sukuzman. Yain Kiddush Bar Maria Eish Havdalah, and then Sukkah, then the Sukkah, Be'alash Basukkah, and then Shechiyonu. Now, Lamaisa, what about B'Samin? Where does it come B'Samin here when Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Machi Shabbos? So the Charedim says, according to some of the Shitas Rishonim in Bavli, says that the reason why we don't make a psalm on the Kiddush on Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, so he said because since Lamaisa Einam Mevarchin B'Samim B'Yom Tov Shechal Shabbos Shereyesh Neshama Yisera Gam B'Yom Tov B'Shabbos is a Neshama Yisera that's there as well. And Mamela, therefore, you don't make a B'samim. So, of course, the question that everybody asked, if there's no B'samim, then why don't you make a B'samim? If that's the truth, then why don't we make a B'samim on Matzah Yom Tov? We know, Kuliyamalo Pligi, there's no Shita that says we make a B'samim on Matzah Yom Tov, even though there are those who talk knowing to do so. But Lamaisa, why don't we do that? If the halakha is, if there's no Neshama Yaseir on Yom Tov, so if there's no Yishnas, that's why you should make a Barak B'samim. And why there is, then you should make it on Matzah Yom Tov. And so the explanation really is that Batzim there is not, at least not the same din that we have on Shabbos. However, since Lamaisa we have a Yom Tov with a Mosiv Simcha and Suda and Sukkah Basav Yayin, so therefore it takes away from any loss that a person feels by Neshama Yaseira, because we're uplifted by the ability to be able to celebrate Yom Tov with a level of Simcha. And therefore, that's why we don't have to make a B'samim Matzah Yom Tov. And again, even mentioned that there are some who talk a Noyeg to make a B'samim based upon an opinion of some of the Rishonim who have a Diyuk in the Gemara. Not in the Bavli, but in the Yerushalmi. Interesting. The Gemara discusses what is this, how do we paskin? So Lachara, we don't paskin like any of the two Shitas we said. But we have another Shita. Chanina Amma. Chanina says, Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush. The way to do so, Yom Tov comes out on Matzei Shabbos. Havdalah, Yayin, and then Kiddush. And Shmuel, Amak, Adar, Rebbe Chanina. Shmuel did like Rebbe Chanina. And then we see that they have different opinions. Some said like Rav Chanina, and some did differently than Rav Chanina. But that is the way we paskin halakha lemaisa and Shulchan Aruch. This is the opinion. There are two different shitas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Lagabe, Sukkah, and you say Shekhianu. So do we? Which one do we do first? Do we do Shekhianu before Leshe Basukkah? Or do we do the other round? So he wants the assumption that hold, we switch it around. The first night, we do Shekhianu second, and the other night, we change it around. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we paskin, both, we do both the same night. We don't change the Seder, and we make a Shekhianu at the end of the last bracha. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, this is, and we paskin like the Shita Rav Chanina. The Gemara says, Rav Chanina, you're a Levi. This halacha of a melech is give a marshal. Melech goes to shulchan nechnas. What's the reason why we have this seder? What's the explanation? You have a king is leaving town, and a shulchan, a governor, the person who's an officer who's much under the melech is leaving. He's coming. So now what do you do? First, Malazar Melech. First, to go ahead, you escort the king leaving. That's the greater cover that's required. And then you welcome in the governor, the person who's coming in later, the person who was not as kashuv as the melech. So therefore, we say Abdullah to escort. First, say Abmavdil. Rav Chanina says that comes first. Why? Because we're escorting out the king, Shabbos, the melech, which is more kashuv than Yom Tov. And then you come in and then you say Kiddush to welcome in the Yom Tov. That is the Seder to explain why we do it on this way. Now, Lamaisa, again, so we do with Abdullah, so therefore Abdullah comes before Kiddush, but we do the Seder of Abdullah. We'll see now in a minute why we do, why Nair first, because we have the same idea. We do it, we try to do the Seder the way it's done every single Shabbos night, so we don't get confused. As the Gemara is going to explain. Gemara says, Levi Amar, the proper way is Yayin, Abdullah, Nair Kiddush. Yayin, Abdullah, Nair Kiddush. Gemara says, Mustabu the Levi. It's right to Umashnam. Again, this is the way we know it. Why? Because Levi is a combination of both. Levi is a combination of both. Incorporates both into the two previous shitas. Main Shnam, Kochanina, the Makam Abdullah Kiddush, says the Rashi Shalom. And Karav was Masmach Nela Kiddush. So therefore, he has a middle of the road that incorporates both of the two shitas. Gemara says, I'm going to tell you about Yossi. Paskin. Amalei, Karebi Rav Yochanan, the Pasuk of Rabbi Rav Yochanan, that we make Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, and Avdolah. The Chenapa Gupta Rav Yavi Yochanan. And Rav Halacha was the Shita Rav Yochanan, like both. And the Mara says, again, what did the Hadha Maroyim be knowing? The Mara said, Ravu of the Gavas of Roma, Ravu would go to the south, Rav Chanina, he was the Posek, he was the Rav. So then there would be Noyek like Rav Chanina. When it comes to Tveria, which was under Rav Yochanan, now it's over Yochanan. He did like Rav Yochanan. The Lord Miflig al Baba Nashri. He wanted to go ahead and be Noyeg, like every person in his place, to be Noyeg, like that person of that town, or the Rav of that town, not to go ahead against the Shita of the town. Therefore, this is how he was Noyeg, the Makayim, the Shita of both of them. And the Abdullah comes before Kiddush, Rav Yishra ben Levi, is the way that, again, the Pemosh says, is the way that we are Noyeg. So the Gemara, that Rav Chanina Nicha, Gemara says, 1 second, according to Rav Chanina, what we were saying before, that when it comes out, Yom Tov Shachal B'Matzi Shabbos, that we say Ner, and then we say Abdullah, that's okay, because Rav Yochanan, but the Kashan of Yochanan, why is the Kashan of Yochanan? Why do we do it different of Yochanan? What's the Kashan of Yochanan? Because the Gemara is saying that the Rav Yochanan, the Kashan, made my Einu Maktum Leverach Al Ner, why do we make a Brach Al Ner? Why don't we do the bracha on air that we should do? Why don't we do it different? You know, it's why according to Rav Yochanan, don't we do it this way? Why did according to Rav Yochanan, the shita of Yochanan, why don't we know it this way? All the other days of the year, Matzis Shabbos, we don't make a bracha on the nair first. We don't want to be yichba. And then we don't want the nair. If you're going to go away and make the bracha nair, and then you're going to make the bracha al Avdallah, so the Nair is going to become extinguished. Maybe not enough oil, not enough shemen, and therefore we want to make sure it's enough. Therefore we make the Nair later. Therefore, so Chuck over here should also make the Nair at the end of the Yichbeh. We don't want to do that. So Gemara says, therefore, so Lord Yochanan should say the same halakha. Why do we say Ma'avir Rabbi Yochanan? Why does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? What is he concerned that maybe it's going to go out? Rabbi Yochanan says that on a regular Matzah Shabbos, Gemara says we make the bracha on there first, that we don't want it to go out, and therefore you're not going to go ahead and have an nair. But Lamaisa, Yom Tov Shachal B'Shabbos, so why do we say that you make the bracha on there after Kiddush? We have the same concern that the Raisa has, that you go ahead, maybe Shema Yichbeh, Shema Yichbeh, we don't want it to go out. So Gemara says, no, but Kivin Sheyesh L'Yayin. The reason why we're not concerned, because the case over here, you make Yayin, you're making Kiddush on the on Yom Tov, but we're not afraid it's going to go out. At regular Matzah Shabbos, we're afraid it's going to go out. Well, but if you're making just Havdalah. But over here, we're making Kiddush, so Memela, therefore, we know that there's enough wine. If there's enough wine, Mastam, a person that has enough oil that it should continue burning, that it can, until he makes the bracha, we're not afraid it's going to go out. Because once we assume that we have, that you're able to have the wine, we assume that the same thing as well, that there, that, Baruch HaKadosh Yom, Mastam Yesh L'Yayin, he has enough Shemin as well. So the Gemara says, I, Baruch HaKadosh Yom, himself. So if that's so, then why do we make the bracha at the end? Even after Abdullah. If you're saying that, look, we're not concerned on a Yom Tov Shachal B'Shabbos, we're not a Yom Tov Shachal B'Matzah Shabbos. We're not afraid that the Nair, they have to make the Nair first, because since you have enough wine with Stam, you have enough Shemin that the Nair won't go out, then B'Chal, why don't we go back and make the Nair at the end? After Abdullah, after Abdullah, if we're not concerned, you have enough Yai, you have enough Shemin. I must say, you know, Konami really could, except Lakos Man Shabbos Sabos. We don't want to go ahead and change it from the week's regular Matzah Shabbos. Gemara says in the future Matzah Shabbos, well, we don't have that issue. In other words, once we make the whole time, make the bracha of Ner before Abdullah, so we don't want the Ner to come out. That was what Kazal would kaveya on a regular Matzah Shabbos. So we're not going to change it when a Matzah Shabbos that comes out on Yom Tov for this particular time to the Mishan and the Matbeya that we did every single Matzah Shabbos, as the Pnei Moshe says. Halacha Matzah Shabbos, Mevarech al Ner Kol Abdullah, Hikarein Laka Seder Lo Al Kol Shabbos Abos. We don't want to go change it for the rest of the year and make anything different. We want to keep the conformity, and that's why we always make the Ner before the Bracha of Hamavdil. We make the Bracha Abdullah, so to over here, we'll stay with the same formula, and we're not, we don't change, even though we have the extra Yayin, not to be concerned that we have the extra Shemin to make sure that it continues full.